Proverbs 15:10 says, "Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die." Those who have forsaken God's way find our correction grievous. But as we said in our previous proverb devotional, we must continue to pray for them and continue to attempt to correct them when the opportunity presents itself, because we love them. Our unofficial church motto at BBF is simple: we love you enough to tell you the truth. But it's been my experience that most of those given over to sin and wickedness will never receive our reproof. They hate reproof, and they hate you for reproving them. And the words of our proverb have proven true time and time again: he that hateth reproof shall die. I was 19 years old and had only been saved a short time, and I regret that I still was not being the kind of Christian example that I would have liked to have been. But I had made a new friend and had witnessed to him. His name was Mike. He was one of the nicest guys I've ever met. One day he was picking up his friend who just happened to live next door to one of my other friend's houses. And I was standing outside and he saw me and he walked over and we talked. He was about to go out and party. I believe it was a Friday night. I said, "Mike, I hope you have a designated driver. It's really stupid to drive when you're drunk or stoned." And he said he didn't plan on being out on the roads. So then I asked him if he had given much thought to our talk about Jesus and his need for salvation. And like something right out of one of those low-budget Christian movies, that night became a nightmare. Mike's parting words to me were that he would deal with all of that when he got older. Right now, he wanted to enjoy life and party a little. So he drove off with his music blaring. And about 4 hours later, we got a phone call. There had been a wreck. We drove to the scene. Mike was critically injured. I would never get the chance to talk to Mike again. He never regained consciousness. He laid in a coma for months. I visited him and talked to him about Jesus and the gospel, hoping that he might be able to hear me. And then sometime later, they removed life support and Mike died. Now, Mike didn't hate me, but I could tell that he hated the reproof that I gave him, and he died. That story has been repeated numerous times in my lifetime, 32 years since Mike's death. We warn people because we love them, but when a sinner turns away from the way of God, they are on the way toward death with that very first step. As we read in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the Jews in the southern kingdom of Judah right before Nebuchadnezzar brought down the armies of Babylon to destroy the temple and the city and to take the Jews captive. But they didn't have to die. In Jeremiah 21:8, God's prophet was given this commandment from the Lord: "And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. It's your choice." And just for relaying God's message to them, Jeremiah was persecuted. He was imprisoned and tortured. But those people who did that to him died. "He that hateth reproof shall die." Sadly, that's our same duty, to preach the gospel to the lost, to confront professing Christians living in sin with the truth, but be prepared to be rejected. Jesus, though, presents the clear choice in Matthew 7:13-14. "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We're simply to present the way. If someone we love, or a complete stranger, forsakes that way, and they despise our reproof, they're walking in the way of death. But like you, if you're saved, and like me, those few need us to be there. Those few need to hear the gospel that will save them from eternal damnation and will lead them to eternal life in Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and risen again.